Lisa Jordan is the executive director of the Crossing Arts Alliance in Brainerd, and I recently read about a project she and the Crossing Arts Alliance and a couple other organizations were involved with in Brainerd that was helping kids have more access to arts experiences during these times of COVID when our day-to-day life is sort of odd and different. And I wanted to talk with her about this Creative Kits project that she was involved in and find out how it all happened. And I kind of was wondering about how we could inspire other communities to maybe do the same thing to help kids. So good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely.
Well, before we talk about Creative Kits, I wondered what's happening at the Crossing Arts Alliance now that everything is different.
Everything is different.
Yeah. So what's happening and how are you kind of navigating this?
Well, you know, thankfully we're creative people. Mm-hmm. I think that helps. But our doors are closed and have been closed since mid-March. And so we're just kind of reacting in a way and learning how to take what we do and reach people through different means. Mm-hmm. So while we can't have people come into our place and do classes with us, we have started doing some online classes on Wednesdays. We do Facebook Live, where our education coordinator is doing projects with the kids, and we sell a supply kit in advance of that. So if people don't have supplies at home, they can order those and create along with Tricia, which is really cool. And just kind of... you know, we're adjusting.
I wondered about online classes, and interestingly enough, I mean, this is a challenge that we're facing, but actually this gives access to even more people to the educational experience.
You know, it was kind of like an aha moment for us. Like, we should have been doing this all along. There are people who can't come to our physical location, and boy, this would be a relatively easy way to serve them. So we're actually looking into that more and more. We're doing the weekly classes now. We did some videos that we have permanently linked on our website that are free for people that have four different projects. And I even after all of this is over, I would assume that we would be doing that going forward.
Yes, I was just reading online something. Somebody had written something like, if we come out of this on the other side and go back to business as usual, we miss the lesson. And it sure seems like you guys have, as we figure out these kind of workarounds, it's creating opportunities that we just hadn't thought of before.
Well, you know, it's a work in process. We'll see how it goes and continues to evolve. But again, in our kids' classes, I always tell the parents and the kids that the world really needs creative thinkers. And lo and behold, we're being tested on that very quality right now.
That's exactly right. We have to be creative in these times for sure. So one thing that you've done to help kids have more opportunities to get creative during these times, you and a couple organizations worked on something called Creative Kits. Can you tell us about these Creative Kits, how you got it all, how you pulled it all off, and how you distributed them?
Yeah, so before the stay-at-home order was in place, we were kind of sitting around thinking about, okay, what can we do? There was so much fear right at the beginning and continues to be, but what can we do? There's a lot we can't do. What can we do? And we landed on the idea of putting together some little inspiration bags or creativity kits, so we weren't quite sure what that would look like. But we have a lot of supplies at Crossing Arts. We have a lot of supplies that we've purchased, but also that people have donated to us. And I thought, I would love it if somebody gave me a bag of random stuff and, you know, challenged me to make some art from it. And so we thought, well, we have bags. We have enough supplies to supply a couple hundred people with things. We have a really fantastic mural on the side of our building. We have a coloring sheet that is of our mural. And lo and behold, I had crayons left over from trick-or-treating the prior year. So it was like, oh, we could really put together a bag of fun stuff. And we thought, we weren't quite sure how we were going to get it out into the hands of the people who needed it. And one of our board members, John Rayboyne, with the Rayboyne and Francis Law Firm, was working with Baxter Cafe on providing meals to people who needed them on the weekends. In our community, the schools do a really good job of providing food during the week for people who might be hungry, but the weekends get a little tough. And so they were hoping to fill that need. And so it was just kind of a perfect distribution center for us. So we put together 200 bags. They had served 113 kids the prior weekend. We thought 200 bags will be good. I had a little assembly line in my dining room where I put together all of these bags of inspiration. I had asked artists to create original artwork on the outside of the bags. And myself, I did 200 bags of mono printing, which was a lot, but I loved it. And we took all the bags over to Baxter Cafe, and they handed them out to the community, the people who were driving up and getting food. They were getting food through the outreach program, as well as sandwiches and things that they could eat right away. And then their children, who were kind of like 14 and under, all got this creativity kit. And actually, they served 292 kids on Saturday.
Wow. Were you there when they were serving and distributing the bags?
I was not. I really wanted to be, but I was really kind of considered non-essential after that point. And so it was just safer to have one less person in the distribution chain. They have a really healthy group of volunteers, but I did not get to see them. I did get the relay from people who were there, though, and we've received feedback online already from people who their kids have already created artwork, and they're starting to share some pictures of what they've made, and it's just warms your heart.
Oh my gosh, what a great project. And we've been thinking about food access for people, and now that I'm just listening to you even share the story, even though I read about it earlier, it's making me think of access to art supplies, access to children's books, things that maybe we don't think about all the time that are in our houses and could be used by other people if we can figure out a way to make the channels work.
I had a few conversations from area teachers who were concerned, and they were art teachers primarily, but they were concerned that they knew that there were kids in their classes or, you know, would normally be in their classes that did not have art supplies at home. And, you know, for some of us, the art supplies are a priority. But in other homes, you know, they may not have that luxury or it may not, you know, be considered as important. And so we're actually trying to find a way to get art supplies into those homes as well. We have supplied some watercolor kits to a local group home for kids. And it's just, there's a John Muir quote, and he's not speaking explicitly about art, but he starts it off by saying, everyone needs beauty as well as bread. And I really believe that. So, you know, if we can find a way to get people that little bit of beauty, you know, we want to be able to do it.
Thank you. Well, you've been home, and you're a creative person. I know that you do a lot of textile art. Kind of shifting gears, have you been inspired with creativity during this time or not? I have people on both ends of the spectrum in my life. Some people are diving in and the creativity is just pouring out of them, and some people are like kind of stopped up. Where are you at?
Well, you know, in my day job keeps me really, really busy, typically. And my muse has been wandered off for quite some time. So it isn't that I necessarily have more time right now, but the urge to create is so strong for me right now. It's not anything that I can ignore. And so I have picked up the paint after not painting for 20 years and have been sitting at the table with my kids, and we've been painting and making art together, and it feels so healing for me.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely something I can't ignore right now.
Yeah. How old are your kids?
Well, I have four, but the three that are still at home are early teens, so it's kind of like Godzilla meets King Kong in here for the most part, but if I can get them to sit down and create art with me, that's a good day.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got a teenager, too. This, the break from the online school is, there's no, the social piece is missing, obviously, to school. And so I think sometimes it can feel a little bit heavy. It's nice to incorporate some creativity like you're doing in their day to break it up and let them use the other part of their brain a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have two that are drawn to it naturally, and a third who kind of has to be pushed. But, you know, we still create together, and some of us enjoy it a little more than others, but I do think, like you said, it's really good for them to do that.
No kidding. What's coming up? What are you kind of brainstorming as far as online classes at Crossing Arts coming down the pike?
Well, we've been doing a lot of the kids' classes. Like I mentioned, mm-hmm. we have some links on our website, and we're doing the Facebook Live on Wednesdays for kids, but we are working with some artists to get some adult classes or longer classes mm-hmm. online as well. We're also posting some challenges, hoping to get people, you know, inspired to create art together or in a certain theme, those kinds of things.
Great, great. Well, thanks, Lisa, and keep up the good work. And I'm just really impressed with how the arts are sort of pushing us to think beyond and do beyond what we thought was possible. So thanks for being on the front lines of all that.
Yeah, thank you very much. You guys be well up there, too.
Thank you. That's Lisa Jordan. She is the executive director of Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd. You can go to crossingarts.org and check out their online courses that they're offering. And you can also find them on Facebook and follow along with all of the new stuff that they're coming up with in terms of creating access to art for people who can't actually go inside arts facilities.